At 7:06, it is clear and 55 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 89 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning with a story that is still unfolding. We know that three people have been rushed to the hospital after they were found in the middle of a South Tulsa street. Police say two women and a man were shot this morning near 63rd and South Owosso Place. That's near 61st and South Peoria. They were discovered in the roadway, and police right now are still on the scene looking for clues. In a jet somewhere over the Pacific this morning is Mayor Bartlett. He left yesterday for an economic development junket in Japan. He wants to lobby Japanese businesses on behalf of the Tulsa energy sector.
So talk about a variety of energy-related subjects, the concept of trading, selling liquefied natural gas from Oklahoma producers to Japan, for example. They have to import practically all of their energy.
He will also visit with companies that already have Tulsa ties, including Mitsubishi. A Tulane football player has undergone surgery to stabilize a fractured spine. Devon Walker was injured in Saturday's game against the University of Tulsa. Dr. Greg Stewart says Walker had a three-hour surgery yesterday at a Tulsa hospital and adds it could be several days before he's completely able to assess the condition of the injury. TU, meanwhile, will announce later today ways that Tulsans can help Walker and his family. Well, it seems like almost every day the number of confirmed cases of West Nile ticks up in the nation. The state health department confirms at least 123 cases here in Oklahoma, and that's an all-time state record. State epidemiologist Dr. Christy Bradley says to be sure and spray yourself with DEET before spending the evenings out of doors.
Because we are seeing this increased circulation of the virus, we just have to take mosquito bites much more seriously and prevent them from happening.
She says cases are on the upswing not only here in Oklahoma, but all of the adjacent states. In fact, the closest state to us without a West Nile case this year is Nevada. The statewide burn ban is still in effect this Monday morning, and tomorrow we should have a high fire danger. Forecasters say gusty winds and low humidities along with dry conditions will combine for a high fire danger. The goal? $100,000. The Lobeck Taylor Foundation is pledging to match dollar for dollar up to that amount donated to the American Red Cross for local wildfire relief. The foundation's director, Elizabeth Frame Ellison, says there are 2 weeks left on the grant offer.
It's going well. It's going well. There are still 2 weeks left on the grant, and we have high hopes that it will be, our goal will be reached.
The foundation is that of former Mayor Kathy Taylor and her husband, Bill Lobeck. The cleanup continues this morning across northern Oklahoma from Friday's storms. Authorities say a couple and their grandchildren had no time to reach shelter before winds from a severe thunderstorm flung their mobile home into a creek in Nowata County, killing them. A truck driver from Missouri was also killed in that storm on Friday. He was driving his big rig on the Will Rogers Turnpike. Our weather forecast, sunny and warm today, a high of 89. Tonight it will be clear and mild, 61 for an overnight low. Tomorrow we do have that high fire danger, sunny, windy and warm, a high of 92. Wednesday, still hot and windy with a high of 92. Thursday, a cold front moves through, giving us a 30% chance of rain and a high of 88. Friday, thunderstorms likely and a high of 77. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear and 55. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.